Gasoline prices rose sharply last month in the U.S. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports the higher prices at the pumps fueled a big jump in wholesale inflation.
The Labor Department says wholesale prices rose 0.8% in June, the largest increase in 9 months.
This is, first of all, a strong increase, and that's a little bit troubling, and secondly, it's above expectations.
That's economist Hugh Johnson. But core inflation outside the volatile food and energy sectors was modest, up just 0.2%. Core inflation has remained below the Federal Reserve's target level for the past year. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer has submitted tens of thousands of signatures in his bid to claim a spot on the primary ballot for New York City comptroller. This is Spitzer's first campaign since leaving the governor's office amid a prostitution scandal. We have the latest from NPR's Joel Rose.
Spitzer had just 4 days to gather signatures after announcing his campaign for comptroller earlier this week. On Thursday, Spitzer submitted 27,000 signatures, far more than enough to appear on the primary ballot in September.
This is a demonstration of what it means when citizens come together to sign petitions.
Spitzer is trying to portray himself as the underdog, but he's financing the campaign with his own personal wealth and reportedly paid his canvassers hundreds of dollars a day to gather signatures. His likely opponent in the Democratic primary, Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer, says he gathered 100,000 signatures using only volunteers. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Before the